This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will call the South Dakota Transportation Commission to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bruce Culp.
Here.
Rod Fober.
Here.
Jeff Karam.
Here.
Larry Nelson.
Here.
Don Roby.
Here.
Ron Rosenboom.
Here.
Ben Stoik.
Here.
Kathy Zander.
Here.
Mike Valley.
Here. All right. First thing I'm going to do is tell everyone to please silence their cell phones. And I'm trying to figure out a way to turn off my other phone here. Secondly... Is there anyone that has a conflict of interest that they want to disclose at this time? Okay, remember you can always do that before we get to whatever part of the business we are in if you realize there is a conflict of interest. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to identify themselves this morning? Hearing none. First and probably major part of business is Mike Beam. You are up.
Morning, Mr. Chair. Just the one item for the bit of words, and I'm going to turn that right over to Mr. Sam Weisgram. Sam?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the Commission. We've had just the one bid opening since the last time we met. It was conducted on February 5th, and it was it's the only attachment one. The bid letting consisted of 9 contracts involving 10 projects. 27 bids were received. Low bids totaled $20,718,000, which was $253,000 or 1.2% above the engineer's estimate of $20,465,000. We've completed our review of the bids, and we have 3 recommendations for you today. The first recommendation is a grouped recommendation involving projects 5 through 9. So,
not number 6. Oh, it is, sorry.
So projects 5, 7, 8, and 9 were all within 10% of estimate. Project 6 was more than 10% below our engineer's estimate. Based on our review of the bids, we are recommending approval of the award of these contracts.
Okay. Is there a motion on 5, 9, or any questions, first of all?
Roby moves approval.
Fober goes second.
Strike seconds.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. The secretary will call the roll.
Cull.
Aye.
Fober.
Aye.
Karam.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Roby.
Aye.
Rosenboom.
Aye.
Stoik.
Aye.
Zander.
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. Okay, they all passed. So we're through 5 for 9. Now, next band.
All right, thank you. Second recommendation is involves projects 1, 2, and 3. Heavy Constructors was the as-checked combination low bidder of 3 bids for this project. This project consisted of reconstruction of Omaha Street in Rapid City, as well as the city utilities that go along with that portion of the of Omaha Street. So with the 3 contracts, the bid for Project 1 was $13,690,000, which was $285,000 or 2%. Below the engineer's estimate of $13,971,000. The bid for Project 2 was $700,000, which was $14,873 or 2.1% below the engineer's estimate of $715,000. The bid for Project number 3 was $998,774, which was $181,476 or 22.2% above the city's estimate of $817,298. Through review of the bids we received for this contract, we did not identify any concerns with the bid pricing, and overall, the low combination bid was favorable. In addition, we have been in contact with the City of Rapid City regarding their contract, which is number 3, the city utility contract, and they are in favor of moving forward as well. Therefore, as a result, we are recommending approval of the award of contracts 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, that was going to be my major question, because number 3 is the one that is the one that's way over, and where is the city at? So, good to hear that. Any other questions that the commission has?
Cole moves to accept.
Rosenblum second.
All those in favor say aye. The secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Cole?
Aye.
Bober?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenblum?
Aye.
Stoick?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. The motion on 1, 2, and 3 has passed. Dan, we're back to you.
All right. Thank you very much. That takes us to our last recommendation, which is project number 4. Martin Construction was the low bidder of 4 bids for this project. This project consists of replacing a structure over Owl Creek on US 212 southwest of Newell. The bid was $3,967,000, which was $611,000, or 18.2% above the engineer's estimate of $3,355,000. Although the low bid was moderately higher than estimated, there was no significant concerns identified with bid pricing. In addition, we had 3 competitive bids for the contract. And as a result of our review of the bids, we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Okay, is there any questions for Stan on this bid?
Yes, Stoick here. How close were those other bids?
The bids range from the low bid was $3,967,000, and the fourth bid on the contract was $4,478,000. So we had 4 bids within about $500,000 of each other, between 3.9 and 4.4, I guess, to summarize.
Okay, thanks.
Other questions? Okay, if there's no further discussion, the chair would entertain a motion on bid number 4.
Move by Carol.
Carrie, did you get that?
Nope, I was hoping you were going to say something.
Caramel second, that's fine.
Call made the motion, Caram seconded.
Okay, all those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. Chair, the secretary will call the roll.
Call?
Aye.
Bober?
Aye.
Caram?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenblum?
Aye.
Stoick?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. Item number 4 has passed. At this point, we'll move to public input. If there's any public input from anyone there or that is on the line. Hearing none, is there anything else to come before the commission? Seeing none, the next meeting is Thursday, February 27th at 9 o'clock in Pier. The chair will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Roby moves.
Zander second.
Moved by Roby, second by Zander. Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.